Welcome to Radio Jackie. Today I'm talking to Xavier Wiggins from Dons Local Action. What's your role at the Dons?
So I was one of the three co-founders back in March 2020. So now I'm a trustee, I'm one of the leadership, and yeah, just work across all sorts of different areas.
Yeah. And your remit is you're fighting the effect of food, digital and furniture poverty in Southwest London. Tell me what that manifests itself as, food, furniture and digital poverty.
So for food, we do it a bit differently to other food organisations. We basically stand outside shops 7 days a week, speak to shoppers as they go in, tell them what we need. And if they remember, if they can, they pop it on the table on the way out, which is great. We take it back to a hub in a Kappa warehouse in off Plough Lane. We put it into food packs. We take it out to people that are referred to us and who need our help. And we also take it directly to partners like food banks. Just to give an idea of the scale, so we've basically collected and distributed food for about 5 million meals in the 3 years since we've been going. So it's pretty big scale. Laptops, that tends to be through schools. So that's where kids can't afford laptops. So the schools know who they are. So we collect laptops from individuals and some businesses. We wipe them, restore them, and take them to the schools to distribute. And furniture, that is it's a whole other operation, really. So we collect furniture and just take it out to people. That can be beds, wardrobes, sometimes white goods. It's a large scale operation with loads of people working in it.
Well, it's brilliant what you're doing. A rather frightening statistic: UK food poverty is up 12% in January 2022 to now 22%. In January 2023. Now that's after COVID. So we're now looking at basically cost of living crisis now.
Yes, and we're really feeling it. So I guess the headline is it's not just people that you would have thought were in conventional poverty. The whole kind of image of poverty is changing, I guess. This is normal families who have found themselves unable to afford normal things because of that cost of living rise. So it's fairly dramatic that 12% of the UK couldn't afford or basically missed a meal, went hungry or missed food for the entire day last year is bad enough. But for that to be 22% this year, that's really scary. And it's showing because we've got a big increase in demand for our support. So we need as much help as possible, really, to be able to keep up with that rise.
And where do people go to see what support you need and to donate to food to yourselves?
Well, the three main things, I guess. Well, the two main things that we need. So we rely on the generosity of shoppers, right? That's every day. That's 7 days a week outside the shops. Fantastic. So if you live in Southwest London, you've probably seen us. And we're really, really grateful. Please keep doing what you can because it's vital. The fundraiser is something that so we have two or three fundraisers a year. We've got a big one for the summer on the 28th of May. So that's a bungee jump. It's 175 foot. Ridiculously scary, but if you've got the stomach for it, then hopefully you can sign up at donslocalaction.org and come along, do it, fundraise. And also it's part of the Family Fun Day, which is a great day anyway, with loads going on. So that's on the 28th of May and it's donslocalaction.org.
Can you tell me how you're providing was it 175 foot? Are you dangling from a crane or something?
Yeah, you are. It's a crane and you just kind of, you jump off it. So it's pretty terrifying, and there aren't that many opportunities to do it. But if you're a daredevil, then it's a really, really good way of helping us. So you sign up, you go and speak to family and friends and get your sponsorship, and we'll help you, we'll guide you, and you book in your slot, and off you go.
do you assess people's weight and their height? And again, ages, what age can they do it as a kid? Because it all corresponds to the spring back when you get to the bottom of the bungee, because you spring back up again. And I've seen people go up and sort of arch their backs when they go up and then fall down again. Are they going to give them lots of instruction about what not to do when they start springing back up again?
Well, these are really good guys doing it, and they do like a couple every weekend around the country. So they're very experienced, but it's, anyone from 14 years old. And also if people thought that they'd be able to duck it, because of weight, you've got to be over 31 stone, I'm afraid, to not be allowed. So, no excuses.
Other than if you've got a back injury, maybe.
Other than that,
so absolutely no excuses. Right, so how are we going to encourage our Radio Jackie listeners to do this bungee jump of 175 foot and raise £300 for charity, for your charity?
Just look, depending on where you live in Southwest London, you're probably no more than a few hundred metres away from people that are really struggling. Like these are your neighbours, people you may not even know are struggling, right? And we're there with hundreds and hundreds of volunteers every day to tackle the impact of what's going on out there. And it is just, we would just urge you to really think carefully. And if you can't do the jump, that's absolutely fine. But look out for people you can sponsor, and look out and see, think about volunteering with us as well, because we're always on the lookout for volunteers. So look, the community helps us so much anyway. It's a real two-way thing. So we urge you to have a really good look at it. It's the first time we've ever done the bungee. We did an abseil last year. That was fantastically successful. Raised about £40,000. We're trying to aim 50. We're aiming for 50,000 this year. So yeah, just think about your street. Think about the next street. Think about people that are sitting there struggling, and think that actually, if you're brave enough, it could be a relatively easy way of generating a lot of money.
And talking about volunteering, what sort of hours would people have to put in to volunteer in a significant way to help you?
Well, we always tell people it's that they can do as much or as little as they want, right? There's nothing that isn't helpful, and there's so many different ways. Some people want to be out and meeting people, so outside in front of the stores is fantastic. We've got a great atmosphere in the hub where we package all the food up. People like doing that. Drivers, some people just like getting in their cars, delivering to the people that need it, because we always take the food to the destination rather than expect someone to come and collect it. But there's all sorts of other things as well. We've got like graphic designers and marketers and social media people and administrators and hotline people. There's loads of different ways to help DLAG and in turn the community.
And where's your demographic of volunteers coming from? You've got captains of industry on board, you've just got everyday people living their lives in the area. Where are they all coming from?
Yeah, we've got a real mix. I think what COVID created an additional 12 million volunteers, right? So we kind of, in a funny sort of way, we really benefited from that. But we've got lots of retirees, but we've got lots of younger volunteers as well. So there's a really good mix. It's a community. There's friendships that are being created. It's the classic. It's so good for the mental health. Like because a lot of our volunteers will be struggling.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. But if they're struggling and then they're mentally and they're down the dumps or whatever, to get involved with Don's Local Action and help in this way, and they can see the impact really, really clearly of what they're doing, then it just helps. And that's something that I never considered 3 years ago. I never thought about it from the volunteer perspective. And it's really, it is really, really healthy for people to just give a little bit back, make themselves feel good and have a real tangible impact.
You're right. There's nothing like if you're struggling mentally yourself. And you often struggle mentally because maybe there's a void in your life, you're feeling unfulfilled. Then obviously volunteering to help other people who might be struggling more than yourself puts some perspective on your own struggles.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had a lady a little while ago who was volunteering who she'd been struggling with depression, right? And without getting too deep, but she'd been struggling from depression for years and had weeks on end when she couldn't get out of bed, and she was having a good day, and she got out of bed and she went out. and she saw one of our stalls outside a shop, and she asked them about it, and she started doing some volunteering herself, and it really, really helped her. You know, she managed to keep the depression at bay for a good length of time by doing this. So yeah, it could just be that step to kind of improving life generally. The money's vital. We've got to, as I say, the demand for support's going up, and we've just got to be able to say yes to as many people as possible. There's no way that, you know, we're here for the duration, unfortunately. We didn't know that we'd be a permanent entity, but we just formalised ourselves as a charity after 3 years. And some of the stories that you hear from people out there that you'd never expect are pretty harrowing. So we've got to do everything we can.
Well done, Xavi. Well, it's a great thing you're doing. And where can people find your address to donate to?
So if they just go to, the easiest thing is to just go to donslocalaction.org and you'll see it there.
Thank you. Thank you very much for talking to me. Come back to us and tell us how much money you've raised.
Yeah, nice one. Thanks a lot. Cheers, Jackie.
Thanks, Xavi. Bye. Bye.